There's a lot going on in Washington that affects the U.S. ag industry. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. U.S. Congressman Randy Feenstra of Iowa, member of the House Ag Committee, said there is just a lot going on in Washington as farm groups have been there to visit with members of Congress.
Oh, yeah, we have so much going on. We had so many groups that came this past week because they're all engaged in the process. We had the National Corn Growers, we had the Iowa Turkey Federation, Cattlemen's Association, equipment dealers. It goes on and on just because we're at the end of our fiscal year. September 30 is the end of our fiscal year, and we got to pass a budget. So there's a lot of work, and it looks like it's going to be a resolution to just hold the current budget till November 20. And that's sort of the plan, is to vote in the next day or two to get that passed.
And when you do visit with those farm groups, I'm sure you're probably hearing the same story, Congressman, about the concerns of the ag industry. And the fact that we have to have some kind of safety net put in place, don't we?
Exactly, and that's why they're here. I mean, there's a couple of things. Obviously, the corn growers, we got an opportunity to get E15 year-round. That was a big thing. But, the farm bill, we got to get this farm bill passed. So there's a lot of pieces and parts in that farm bill that everybody wants and that we're talking about. And for the most part, it's about research and crop insurance.
Right, and
also working with conservation programs like CRP.
Yeah, you talked there about the importance of these farm programs. You know, with that one big, beautiful bill that was put into place, signed into law on July 4th, not all of the aspects of a farm bill were included in that. And I do appreciate how you brought up like crop insurance, livestock insurance, things like that to help our producers.
Exactly. I mean, the big, beautiful bill, or now we call it the Working Families Tax Cuts. You know, there's some really important things.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.